Hello. Welcome to the course Investigating Failures and Nonconformities, Understanding the CAPA System, presented by BioBusiness Research. BioBusiness Research is an organization that promotes learning and skills development in areas related to the biomedical and life sciences industries, business and entrepreneurship. Our mission is to promote learning, talent development, and help individuals to be better prepared for the workforce. Welcome on behalf of the course director and our founder, Dr. Eileen Ruiz. Dr. Ruiz is the founder and president of BioBusiness Research, an organization that promotes life sciences and business knowledge and skills. As a scientist, entrepreneur, and educator, is committed to promote professional development through learning. All of our instructors have industry and academia expertise with a good understanding of the knowledge and skills that are valued in the workforce. Let's start with a brief introduction to this course. In the highly regulated industry, as the life sciences and biomedical manufacturers, when there is a failure, a nonconformity, or something different than expected, is required to investigate the problem. The purpose of the investigation is to determine the cause of the failure. If we know the cause, we can be able to correct and prevent the problems. The Corrective and Preventive Action System, CAPA, is a critical process for organizations that are governed by a quality system or regulations. This system helps prevent nonconformities and to identify potential problems that may impact the quality of a product or process. CAPA handle issues, problems, incidents or accidents in a methodically structured way. It uses widely accepted approaches and techniques. Implementing an effective CAPA system provide evidence and trust that the organization acts with due diligence to solve problems. It is based on documented evidence that support the conclusions and corrective actions taken. Let's begin introducing the concept of CAPA. Companies that are governed by a regulated quality system, for example, those regulated by FDA, invest great part of the time, resources and effort, solving quality events, discrepancies, nonconformities, out of specifications, OOS, or out of limits. They invest talents, resources, time, and money investigating and taking corrective and preventive actions. CAPA is a formal system established to investigate failures, determine the root causes, and establish corrective and preventive actions. The CAPA system is a very critical and important area within the regulated industries. Regulatory agencies focus their inspections on this system. Many of the observations and regulatory actions arise from an inadequate CAPA system. Understanding the CAPA system is a requirement of many employment opportunities. This system focuses on investigating and discovering the root causes of quality events. You have to develop and implement effective corrective and preventive actions for any quality issue. Then, what is CAPA? CAPA is a concept within good manufacturing practices industries. It focuses on the systematic investigation of discrepancies, either out of specifications, out of limits, failures or deviations, in an attempt to prevent their recurrence. A systematic investigation of the failure incidents is key in identifying the corrective and preventive actions to be taken. The system ensures that corrective and preventive actions are effective. CAPA is part of the overall quality management system, QMS. CAPA is a requirement in the industries that follows GMPs. Organizations should have a system to ensure that deviations that could impact the quality of a process, product or material are consistently investigated, documented, and reported. The deviations need to be notified and disseminated to the people that has an impact on quality. Also, it is required to be approved in a timely manner. The organization should have a standard operating procedure that defines their CAPA system's requirements and should establish the timing to address each phase of the investigation. CAPAs are required to be investigated, documented, reported, and approved. Why we need to investigate? To minimize defects and quality events. to identify the causes of deviations and nonconformances, to establish and implement corrective and preventive actions to prevent recurrences and eliminate occurrence. It is considered a continual quality improvement initiative. When we need to investigate, when there is a deviations from current good manufacturing practices requirements, procedures, manufacturing, testing instructions, validation studies, product and material specification limits, regulatory requirements, adverse trends from performance metrics or product monitoring system. Preventive actions are required when adverse trends are detected to prevent the occurrence of a nonconformity. Let's define some important terms related to CAPA systems and failure investigations. A deviation refers to an event requiring investigation that could impact product quality. An event is an incident or a potential departure from a GMP requirement, standard operating procedure, testing instructions, regulations, standards, specifications, or that represents an adverse trend. A nonconformance is related to products, materials, or components that do not meet specified requirements. It is not in conformance to a specification or a defined requirement. Examples of nonconformance or deviations are an event that has a negative effect on the quality of the product, process, or equipment, an out-of-specification result, a lot that was rejected due to a discrepancy or not meeting specification, a process or equipment that operates outside the validated parameters. The root cause is the cause of variation causing the deviation. The purpose of the failure investigation is to find the root cause of the problem. Why we have the nonconformity or failure? If we know the cause of the failure, we can eliminate it. We can take actions to correct the situation and prevent occurrence of something similar or in other areas of the organization. A root cause analysis is the documented analysis conducted to discover the cause of the failure or nonconformity. It is the formal, methodic analysis conducted to understand the causes of a nonconformance, for example, system, product, or process. This analysis must be documented. The goal of the root cause analysis is to identify the real cause of the event. Corrective actions are actions taken to eliminate the cause of an existing nonconformance, defect, or other undesirable situation in order to avoid recurrence. A nonconformance has occurred. It is an existing event. If the cause of the nonconformity is identified, it can be eliminated to solve the problem and avoid recurrence. We do not want to deal with the same issue again. A preventive action is an action taken to eliminate the cause of a potential nonconformance or other undesirable condition to prevent occurrence. It is a potential nonconformity. It is not occurred yet. We take actions to prevent occurrence. It is a proactive approach. We identify what can go wrong and where, then, we take actions to prevent the occurrence of the potential event. In summary, CAPA is composed of corrective actions and preventive actions. Corrective actions are action taken to eliminate the costs of an existing product, process, or quality system nonconformance, to prevent recurrence of the problem. It is a reactive approach. We had a problem. It is an existing nonconformity. Preventive actions are actions taken to eliminate the costs of a potential nonconformity, defect, or other undesirable potential situation in order to prevent the occurrence of a quality problem. It is a proactive approach. We are dealing with a potential nonconformity. The CAPA process includes steps to address a quality issue. Quality issues may result from different activities such as audits, management reviews, customer complaints, product defects, materials, qualifications, validations, production, and process controls, among others. A quality issue in the quality process where the issue was found or identified. The issues need to be investigated and documented. That is all for now with this module introduction.